Transparency with Mr. Jean. This podcast takes us through the lives and the trials and tribulations of those who have conquered and have become victors instead of victims. I am your host, Mr. Jean, and I'm a father, a singer-songwriter, as well as a motivational speaker. But more importantly, I'm happy you chose to stop on by. This is a special edition of Transparency, What's Your Story? What's up, my transparent people? I've got something really, really special. This is quick, uncut. So the first part you guys are going to hear today is some thoughts from me, and then questions and answers. Stay tuned. More importantly, thanks for tuning in. Hey, were you guys aware that Monday Motivation Volume 1 is now available? That's right. You asked for it. I did it. 10 Monday motivations that can help stimulate you, motivate you, start your day off, as well as put you to sleep. You just have to go and click on the bio or go to the liveexperienceonline.com. Click on the product store and get your Monday Motivation Volume 1. Don't delay, get it now. Hey, before I get into what we are going to discuss this week, I want to let you guys know a couple of things. One, we actually have a Facebook family that we are building here at Transparency. It's a private page, but I'm offering it to you. So the first 100 people that sign up will be able to actually speak to me. Some people don't like the telephone number. This way, you can just send in your question to me, and I'll be able to respond directly to you through this podcast. It is on Facebook. It's Transparency. What's Your Story with Mr. Jean? Sign up today. I want to be able to speak to transparent people, answer questions, and have the dialogue that we all need to have in this journey of what we call life. So sign on up today. Be part of the tribe. Be part of the family on Facebook at Transparency. What's Your Story with Mr. Jean? So today I want to talk about this. No one is coming to save you. That's right. No one is coming to save you. I've been blessed this year to do a lot of flying. And when you're in an airplane, the stewardess gives you all the guidelines and what to do in the plane and what's inspected, your instructions. And they always say, should cabin pressure fail, the air mask will fall down. And when it does, to place the mask on you first and then to assist the other person. Now, usually you would just say, well, why is that? Because if you can't help yourself, then you definitely can't help somebody else. And I know it's a challenge, including myself, that I want to give help to everybody that I meet. I want to give you an encouraging word to everybody that I meet. I want to speak life into those that are around me. Because I believe from a spiritual perspective, he that gives me life gives me that life more abundantly. But I've had to realize more recently that nobody's coming to save me. I can motivate you as much as possible, but if I don't do what is necessary to protect myself in the process, then I'm no good for anybody else. And recently, I've had some situations where it's been hard to accept that fact, that nobody is coming to save me, which has made me have to renew my mindset and think positively. It's made me have to have more gratitude toward what I have accomplished. It's made me have to get more humble being around those that want to speak into my life and graciously say thank you, especially to those that come to me and tell me how I've changed their lives. And I appreciate every story and that every word that somebody has ever given me. I appreciate it. I do not try to blow you off. I do not try to dust you off, because you matter. I believe that every person matters. They want to take the time out to say something kind to me. I should at least be able to humbly receive it and say thank you. And to anybody listening to this who's ever felt slighted by me, if it seems that I was not paying attention to you, I promise you, I was paying attention to you. But as I get back to, nobody is coming to save you. We all have challenges. And the questions and answers that I'm asking, we'll be answering today from those that have had challenges, those that have had challenges, those that are going through challenges right now. And I want to tell you, the stronger that you get, the stronger that you get, the easier it will be for you to get through those challenges. Jim Riley, who's also a life coach, a podcaster, he and I have a phrase, and it's simply this: chip, chip, chip. When a sculptor begins a project, he envisions it. He sees what he wants to get to the end result. So every day, with that vision in hand, he takes his mallet, his chisel, and begins to chip, 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 chip away at it. And we'll look back at it, reassess it, go back, chip, 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 chip. And I don't know if you've ever noticed that usually a sculptor is working by himself. He never is really working with anybody, because the vision is his. It's not possibly written on paper, but the vision is his. So what we see is the end product of his vision. All the while, he is just chip, chip, chipping away. So why do I say all this, that nobody's come to save you, and the term chip, chip, chip? Well, the more that you work on you and chip, chip, chip away at those things that you know that need to be chipped away from you, the stronger person you'll become. Because nobody can do it for you except you. Nobody is coming to save you. Nobody is going to always be there to say, oh yeah, you got this. You've got to know within yourself that you've got this. Every day is not going to be sunny. There are going to be some days that are gray. And if you live in Seattle, you see a lot of gray days. You get it. It's a joke. But on a serious note, we all are going to struggle. Some people fight daily to get out of bed. But when you see the vision, when you see your sculpture of what you are trying to get to, chip, chip, chip away at it. Nobody's coming to save you except you. So before you feel that your plane is crashing down, put your air mask on and then help somebody else. Chip, chip, chip. Okay, so this time you guys are going to hear these questions and answers, or as I like to say, questions and actions, uncut, no editing. I'm just answering questions right from my heart. I have prayed up that God gives me the wisdom to answer these questions. But somebody had said, John, sometimes you come off sounding too perfect on your podcast. So this is it, raw and uncut, answering the questions to give you the answers that you've requested. All right, party people, I know that we do have some questions that I get often. As you guys know, there is a telephone number that you can call. If you want to leave a voicemail, you're more than welcome to. It can be also anonymous. You do not have to leave your name. I do edit it, so don't feel that somebody's going to recognize you. You can also leave it on our Facebook page. That's right. Transparency, What Your Story has what's called the Transparency Tribe. There you have the freedom to ask any questions about the podcast, questions to me. More importantly, you have the whole group that is able to assist you in questions if you want multiple answers, or if you would just want to ask me something directly, I can do that too and answer it here. So, that being said, I do have some questions. The first question comes from Dana, and hers is about depression. Dear Mr. John, thank you for your motivation. Lately, I've been battling depression. I know in your book, it says 12 steps to the new you, but I'm having a challenge just dealing with depression. Do you have any suggestions? Well, first, Dana, I commend you. I commend you for acknowledging that you see a problem. But more importantly, I acknowledge the fact that you have said you're battling. Does not mean you've quit. Does not mean you've thrown in the towel. You've not accepted the state of which you're in. So to that, you get a big round of applause. Depression, I believe everybody goes through. I too battle it myself every once in a while. And you may be surprised, a lot of people deal with their depression in many different ways. Some people go to the gym, some people box, some people just figure, if I can just get out of bed, then I'm moving in the right direction. Depression is very, very touchy for some. But I commend you for you to stay in the fight. Now, there are many things that you can do to battle depression. If you've listened to any of the podcasts, I actually had a counselor come on, Miss Geraldine Ismay. She spoke about depression and many ways to fight that, to get over that, because there is another side to it. There is light at the end of that tunnel. There is grass that is greener on the other side. So Dana, I would recommend you feel free to go back and listen to that podcast. But more importantly, look, if you feel you're in a place that even with the words that I'm saying, just don't get you over that hump, reach out and find a good therapist. That's right. Get help. But more importantly, don't stop speaking your truth. Do not keep it bottled inside, because you matter, your life is important, and you can beat this depression. Thank you, Dana. Next up, I have got Sharon from Sacramento, and she wrote in, I'm at a crossroads with my life. My husband and I, with our three kids, are now in different places. Okay. My husband does not understand that I need me time with the kids, and I'm now demanding it, and he does not understand. What can I do to let him know that it's me, not him? Well, Sharon, thank you for writing in. Thank you for letting us know where you are. I think I don't know your age, but you have three kids. I have two. And it is a challenge to raise children, especially to husbands, wives, mothers, and fathers. Most of us know every day is not the easiest day because our children do not come with manuals. And we want to raise them to be better than us. As hopefully at the same time, raising them in a way that they have a better life and they don't, and that we don't make the same mistakes that our parents did with us. Every parent is not perfect. Some parents really aren't perfect. But we don't want to make the same mistakes with our children or that turn into our children's children. We want to break curses. We want to break rituals that was no good for the families or the family situation that was from our past. But this is interesting because you're talking about this is your life. And as we've said in transparency, no one has a heaven or hell to put you in. So you're in a place where you're doing self-discovery. You've given to everybody else. And now you're like, it's me. It's my time. I need to find me. And I can respect that. I think we all can respect somebody saying, I need to find myself. I've lost myself along the way. And similar to what I said before, right now you're in a place where you've got your oxygen mask on. And those around you just can't seem to understand it. And guess what? Sharon, that's okay. They don't have to understand where you are. I think what most people, though, would like to have is reassurance. Reassurance that you will come back. Reassurance that you will communicate where you are. More importantly, that you're not letting them go. And if you're in a place where you have to let them go, that's a whole other situation and a whole lot more things that I would have to speak upon, but I'm not. I'm just going to tackle this right here. Your life is your life. You have three wonderful children, and it sounds like to me, junior husband maybe, or on the outs, and you need some time for you to figure out some things about you. So take the time. But more importantly, as always, raise your children. However that consists of, make them better than you. But thank you for your email. Oh, this one comes from Todd. Todd is from Seattle. He says, I have friends that are more takers and not givers. How do I find friends that support me the way that I support them? Well, Todd, first, thank you as always for your email. I have been down that situation. I at times still have to deal with that situation even for myself. You know, givers, we want to give everything. And our challenge, I think, for some givers is you expect those to give back to you the same way that you gave. And if people did that, then they would not be their own unique self. There are some people that are more takers than givers. But it is your job, Todd, to see that and make a choice. Is that something you want to accept? Or is that something you want to not accept? I remember early in my 20s, there was a friend of mine that I grew up with, and he always only called to ask me for stuff. He only called to ask me to help him with a project. He only called because he was doing something at an event that he needed some equipment or he needed some music. And I got to the point one day where I said, stop calling me. And he was like, what? I said, you only call me because you need something. You never call to check up on how am I doing. You never have called me just to say, hey, let's get together for coffee and talk. It's always, hey man, how you doing? I need to get something. Can you do something? Whoop de whoop de whoop de whoop. I had to tell him stop calling. Because it was a one-sided relationship. And guess what? He stopped calling. I bumped into him years later, and he apologized. He said, you're one of the first people to call me out on a bad habit of mine. And I had to accept his apology. But more importantly, I had already forgiven him because I knew what I wanted to accept and what I did not want to accept. So Todd, you've got choices. You can accept that behavior, or you can let them know, I will not accept that behavior. And then go out and find new friends. That's right. A friend comes in when the whole world goes out. I do believe that. A friend will stick by you through thick and thin. You, sir, have to figure out who's going to be your friends, who is not going to be your friends. But more importantly, you have to make a decision as to what type of boundaries you want to have with you and your friends. Fake friends will always call you for something, but real friends will call to make sure you're good. So Todd, I wish you luck, and that's my stance on your question. Last question. This comes from Cheryl from San Diego. I just got out of a bad relationship, and I'm finding it hard to let go. It was 6 years. We almost got married. Now he's gone, and I am left here to put my life back together. Well, Sharon, nobody wants to see a relationship end. But for whatever reason, you guys ended this relationship. And from a spiritual sense, I come from a place of one's rejection is God's new direction. And I don't know what your situation was or is, but for whatever reason, your relationship is done. Hopefully you've learned from it, good or bad. You've taken the lessons from it, good or bad. And now it's time for you to move on. If he messed up, that's a whole other conversation. You messed up, hold the conversation. Looking for reconciliation, whole other conversation. But your letter to me is, how do I let go? Well, remember that song? I'm going to show my age here. There was a song that says, you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. Look, you had some good moments, you had some bad moments. This is time for you to move forward and take those good moments and take what you learn from the bad moments, because life is always continually learning, and move forward. I hope you don't meet somebody that was just like that last person, because we all are prone to repeat a situation that we did not learn from. Trust, I have had to learn many of times before even I recognized a certain pattern of people I brought into my life where I had to say, this is not healthy. I need to reevaluate those things because they're things that I had not let go. And this is your time, a new beginning, to let go. Let go. I did not say forget, but I said let go. Because here is the worst thing that you can do, is blame your next relationship on the next person that had nothing to do with your last relationship. In other words, don't bring old baggage into a new relationship. Don't bring old wounds into a new relationship. If you have to work some things through so you're going to truly let go, don't bring somebody in that mess. Because emotionally, those are scars and you're placing on them. It's not healthy. It's not wise. And in my opinion, you're hurting your next relationship. So do what you need to do to let go. Do what you need to do to heal. More importantly, do what you need to do to go and be happy. I hope I've answered all your questions and answers. Or as I like to say, questions with actions. If you've got a question, feel free to email it to me. Or, of course, call the telephone number, 818-660-5374. You can leave a voicemail there. Or, of course, you can always go to the Facebook page, the Transparency What's Your Story page. Join the Transparency Tribe. You can leave your question there if you want a group chat, or if you want to send it directly to me, I can answer it in the podcast. Whatever you need to get an answer for, I hope I can give you an honest answer. More importantly, I wish you guys well. Thank you all for tuning in. Hopefully this was not too long. I said I was going to try to keep it as short as possible, but this stuff had been on my heart. I did want to answer these questions as quickly as possible. I thank everybody that wrote in. I thank everybody for every topic that they sent me. And I hope I answer those questions. If you've got something to say, hit me up on that telephone number. I'd love to hear your thoughts, because you too can be transparent with Transparency. What's Your Story with Mr. John? Y'all be well. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in. Every week I'm actually trying to get better, to present you guys something that is from the heart, more importantly, that you can relate to. Now, Gary Vee says it best, so I'm going to quote him. Sharing these thoughts is like oxygen to me. So if they resonate with you, if you feel that this can benefit somebody, subscribe, share, more importantly, like all my platforms, Instagram, Facebook, thelivexperienceonline.com. And I look forward to speaking and sharing with you guys real soon. Be well.